Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have the Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.
Good morning, Judy. We recently received information about a Kansas Healthy Food Initiative grant program. They've actually shared information about their 2026 grant program. And so, again, this is a resource that's available through Kansas State University that many people may not be aware of. And so I think it's important to share this information. So again, the Kansas Healthy Food Initiative, they've opened up their applications for the programs that are going to be awarded in 2026. They awarded more than $250,000 last year to support local and regional food systems throughout the state. This is a first round, and it's called Pre-Development Technical Assistance Grants, is due February the 27th. Since the Kansas Healthy Food Initiative was established in 2017, they've noticed that there's a critical gap for support in project planning and loan readiness stage. And so they thought it was really important to provide these grant programs and pre-development technical assistance to communities to support their overall mission of addressing the critical funding gap, supporting pre-development work, and preparing projects for future financing. Last year, the grant program awarded 9 Kansas projects with a total of almost $260,000 through 2 rounds of funding. And those communities that received funding last year were Wichita, Dighton, Lawrence, Potwin, St. John, McDonald, Mayetta, and Sharon Springs. Claire Meisenhelter, she is a program manager for the Rural Grocery Initiative. She was a former extension agent. She said grant to the Lane County Community Foundation is helping to rebuild the county's only grocery store in Dighton. So the grocery store burned down in 2024, and so this grant program is helping them to rebuild that grocery store. And as we know, throughout Kansas, we have food deserts. And so we have local communities, we have rural communities that don't have access to food and don't have access to healthy foods. And so this is really critical and important to provide that funding. So in this project, the pre-development funds played a critical role in helping the community reach the active construction phase. So again, really some important funding available. And the funding's allowing them to complete design coordination, permitting, regulatory approvals, and construction planning up front. And that really has positioned the project to move directly into construction without any delays or rework or unnecessary risk. And so they are rebuilding an 8,000 square foot grocery store to serve the area. Some examples of other projects are a farmer's market in Lawrence, food hubs in Potwin and St. John. There's a new grocery store in McDonald, a market and incubator kitchen in Sharon Springs, a community-owned grocery store in South Central neighborhood of Wichita. And again, another resource available through Kansas State University. Before I end my program this morning, I just wanted to share that since 2018, the Kansas Healthy Food Initiative has funded 77 projects in 46 counties, totaling almost $5 million in loans and grants. So these projects have retained 506 jobs. They've created 210 new jobs. They've expanded or enhanced over 230,000 square feet of retail space. They've leveraged a little over $16 million of additional funding going directly to these community-based projects. And they've served over 329,000 Kansas residents.
There are a lot of things that K-State Extension does that we have no idea of.
Yes.
So it's nice to be able to learn.
Right.
Thank you, Rebecca. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for the Mayor Dezine, Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol.